This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want as we launch here into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Over at discord.lrn.fm, just join that top room of all the different chat rooms. There's one room right at the top that's for on-air call-ins, so feel free to jump in that way. It's Ian and Chris here in the studio tonight, and we're going to get back into the story because I don't think we'd quite finished it. I don't know where we were at in it, Chris, but you had a story out of New Jersey about at least one state representative who is on the attack.
Absolutely.
Against the potential for legalization of cannabis. He is trotting out all of the prohibitionist lies. I'm expecting him to say that it's going to grow hair on your palms next if you are smoking cannabis.
He's headed down that path, one could say.
He's really just going pretty desperate. We'll recap the story here for you in moments. But let's go to more of your calls and thoughts here. David is in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, ironically, I got a story, or coincidentally, I got a story just like the last guy, and I was on hold before I heard him say it. There's a politician in the state of New Mexico, and everybody should do the easy thing on Google because it's worth your time. It's hilarious video from a cop's lapel camera of this state rep New Mexico, Monica Youngblood. There's like an hour's worth of cop lapel camera. She got, first of all, let me do a setup. She pushes really hard on what she calls crime, and some of them are real crimes, and other ones are in the area of, you know, overdoing it. But one of the things that she was pushing hard on bad guys is on DWI, which is not necessarily a laughing matter.
Let me guess.
Yeah. You know where it's going, but you don't know the details.
I want to hear it.
So she tried to get a bill passed where people who refused breathalyzer test in the field, I don't remember what the penalty was, but it significantly increased the penalty for refusing to take a breath test.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so she goes through a checkpoint and is doing the field sobriety test, and the video is hilarious. I don't even need to describe. I won't ruin it for you. Just go watch it. She does all of the classic things of trying to get out of a ticket, trying to get out of being arrested, and then she starts pulling rank. She drops little hints, or not even hints. She just flat out tells the cop that she's a legislator. And
do you know who I am?
Exactly.
I'll have your badge.
Yeah, she's all happy, doing the field sobriety test, even though on the camera you can tell she's drunk, but she's all happy because she's thinking she's going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And then the second the cop breaks the news to her that she's under arrest, watch the whole damn thing change. Her demeanor changes.
Okay, David. I got to say, I just did a brief search and I pulled up Google Images because I'm curious as to what she looks like, and there's obviously a bunch of pictures. They're just screen caps of her during this stop. Oh, my God. I am looking forward to this video. I'm sure it's gone viral.
I'm surprised that you guys, somebody hasn't dropped it to you or you found it all on your own. Because I've been sitting on this one for, how long it's been, 6 months or 3 months or 4 months? I don't remember.
Some of the videos were hitting around May of this year.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When this happens at local government levels or state government levels, you know, they don't often make national news because, honestly, there's so many of them. You know, just Google state rep DUI. How many hits do you think you get in 50 states? I mean, it's going to be a bunch.
There's at least one that got popped here in New Hampshire within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
He actually might be your state rep. He's at the very least for the sort of the western towns. I don't know if he goes all the way up to Elmstead, but
yeah. Interesting.
There was one of them from this this region. So, okay, so like, give us a little bit more here. So this tough-on-crime, anti-DUI state rep gets pulled over. She gets tested. She's going through the battery of tests, figuring she can just drop her name and get out of this. And then she fails. And then how does her demeanor change? Does she get desperate? Does she beg? I mean, what does she do?
All of the above. All of it.
Accusatory.
All of the above. Wow. Anybody. I mean, she tries the female thing. She starts crying. Sorry, ladies. But she starts crying, and then she gets angry. You know, that whole seven stages of grief thing. She gets angry at one point, and tells the cop how she always fought for them to protect them, which she had done. She had tried to pass some bills to get the death penalty for cop killers and stuff. But it just goes through the whole range, and the video is just, it's well worth your time. Even if you only watch a couple minutes of it, it's 43 minutes is the full thing, and various people have edited it down to 2 minute deals and 10 minute deals.
The highlights. The highlights.
Yeah. Watch the real highlights if you don't have a lot of time.
I'll pull it up during one of the breaks just to make sure she doesn't drop the F bomb or something like that.
No, she doesn't. I don't. Well, actually, there is one. She does use something you can't play. I think she uses the S word or something. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
One time. But it's entertaining enough. The video audio is entertaining enough that you can find excerpts in there to play. It's just hilarious listening to her.
Is she also, like, obviously slurring words and things like that?
According to the news stories, yes.
Well, to me, she is, yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And so what's going on with her case? Is she, you know, taking a plea deal? Do you know? Have you been following the case?
I've been following it just by listening to the media, but...
You got something here, Chris? You got something?
Yeah. Albuquerque Journal says, let's see, State Rep Monica Youngblood is set to go to trial before a Metropolitan Court.
Oh, she's not taking a plea.
In late August, the three-term Republican lawmaker was in court Tuesday morning following her May 20 arrest at a sobriety checkpoint. She is facing one count of aggravated drunken driving. I'm not sure how.
Now, what's the difference?
How do you get to aggravated?
You get to aggravated. In this case, you get to aggravated under New Mexico statute if you refuse. But then you get aggravated.
But I thought you said she did take the tests.
No, she took the field sobriety test. What they do in New Mexico is they'll have you do all the physical tests first, and the last thing that they have you do is blow.
I see. So she refused at the very end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in most states, that's just a reason to get your license suspended. Usually, they'll say that you signed this. Driving is a privilege, and for the state to extend you that privilege, then you agree that you will always give a breath sample if asked by a police officer. Some states, it's even a blood test if demanded.
Great story, David. Thank you for the call tonight. I love a good or a bad hypocritical politician. And it just seems so easy to catch these people.
God.
It's like whatever it is that their big thing is that they're pushing is almost always their vice or their you know, obsession or whatever.
Yeah, how easy would it be to just be, I'm not going to say your job's easy, an investigative reporter covering the State House and just basically looking at this guy's coming down real hard on child trafficking.
Yep.
Okay, let's go look in his basement.
Exactly.
It's always going to be something like that.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Chuck. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Chuck. Hello? Chuck in Indianapolis? Hey, yes, we've got you now. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a quick phone call. You know, number one, I am no fan of Curtis Hill necessarily. However, there has not been a videotape released of the shenanigans that may or may not have gone on.
Okay, this is the attorney general who allegedly molested four women or something like that?
Yeah, there's been, you know, maybe he slapped somebody on the butt. He rubbed some woman's shoulders. They were calling that unwanted. But there's been no video yet. I stay plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've been looking for it because everybody and anybody has been saying that he should resign. And at this point, you know, he's not resigning. They're going to have a special prosecutor who's going to come out
Well, it's not like anything's going to be better if the dude resigns. He's just going to get replaced by another scumbag politician or, you know, prosecutor.
I'm not sure why I call him a scumbag.
If he's a prosecutor for 28 years, Chuck, if he's been a prosecutor for 28 years, I guarantee you he is a piece of trash. Hang on, we'll bring it back. I know you called in about something.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore
libertarian? My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. It really doesn't get any easier to install than Blink. You go to blinkprotect.com, get your Blink home security system delivered to your home, unbox it, put the batteries in, and then put the cameras wherever you want them. And you set it all up within moments on your favorite Wi-Fi enabled device. It is that simple. I've been through the process. We've got it operating here at the Free Talk Live studio, and it could not be any simpler. Go to blinkprotect.com. You can get yours there, and it does work with Alexa, by the way. That's because Blink is an Amazon company. So you can go to blinkprotect.com, or you can go to amazon.com and search Blink Camera to get yours. As we continue here, unfortunately, Chuck just dropped off the line.
Ah, bummer.
I was going to go back to his call, and I'm not sure where. He had called about marijuana, but never got to the point, so I'm not sure what. We never got to the point of that. Anyway, let's try Dave. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. And by the way, if it was a technical reason why you get disconnected, then please call back. We want to hear from you. Normally our rule is one call per night, but if you accidentally got disconnected, then no big deal. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
So first, your comment earlier about how some people listen to you that don't agree with you at all because they hate you, or they hate the subject, or
sure.
I would say about three quarters of the time disagree with you guys' end result of your thinking, but I agree with a lot of the principles that you say.
Okay, so, fair enough.
And I enjoy hearing other people's point of view. So I think that there's a lot of people out there that want to listen to you not because they necessarily disagree with you, but because they want to hear somebody else's point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of what we do here is, you know, we bring a different perspective to talk radio, one that is relatively unfound in the world of syndicated or even local talk radio, and you know, get people thinking about things maybe from a different perspective, questioning their presumptions, questioning long-held beliefs. It's a bit of iconoclasm, you know, the destruction of ideas. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Dave. What were you calling about tonight?
To get to the point, I've always been against the personal use of marijuana for myself.
Okay.
But as a more conservative, and I don't mean Republican conservative, I mean traditionally conservative.
Sure.
I am for less government, less laws. Not so much as a libertarian concept, but there is the, I don't want to call it a, well, it might be a fear, but the lack of knowledge of how would cannabis being legalized on a recreational basis affects society as a whole. And I think that's one thing that is missing from anybody that's trying to push the legalization of marijuana, or at least the taking the federal government out of it, is how do you control it so that it doesn't have a negative impact of all the, we'll just say, the older generation that has a fear of it. How do you keep it from people driving intoxicated, people going to work and operating heavy machinery? Like, what is the game plan that would happen if there was to be legalized? What are your guys' thoughts on that? And
let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'd like to throw a question back to you.
Sure.
So, and you describe yourself as a conservative, more of a, I don't want to say socialist, but a traditional conservative. You have concerns and you kind of like things. I would say that to me, conservatism sometimes is about not rocking the boat, keeping it the way things have, quote, always been. But when we look at marijuana and marijuana usage, and we'll talk about recreational marijuana specifically, you know, you have at least 5,000 years where the federal government in the United States was never involved in regulating marijuana. So I know we look at these parts of our history as if it's always been that way, but we're only going back to the Marijuana Acts of like 1934, which was in the height of a very progressive era in our history. That was when the government felt that it had to come down and stomp this evil thing out, and they demonized it, and they came up with all sorts of reasons, and they came up with all sorts of allies in the drug companies that were coming of age then. So I guess my question would simply be is, why do you think that it could not just happen and it would be back to the way it was in the everywhere from, you know, the time of Jesus to the 1930s when we had Reefer Madness? What would be different?
Well, the way I would think about it is prohibition in this country only lasted for so many years on alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. If it was prohibited for 70, 80 years, introducing it back into society, you would definitely have an impact, and you'd want to lessen any negative impact from that transitional period, where you didn't have to worry about people driving drunk in the past because it was prohibited completely, or at least the risk was much less. Now you would if...
You didn't have to worry about people driving drunk? At what point did you not have to worry about that?
Well, I'm saying... I'm not saying you wouldn't have to worry about it. I'm saying that if it wasn't if something is completely prohibited,
right,
it certainly isn't as common, and people are going to hide it, and you're not going to see it as prevalent in society. Once it becomes more prevalent, there's going to be an impact. So,
yeah. You know, they had all kinds of underground consumption of alcohol during Prohibition, right? Like, they had things called speakeasies.
Sure.
There was a tremendous amount of smuggling going on. People were, you know, would drink it out of coffee cups to make it look like they weren't drinking alcohol.
The Kennedys got rich off of it.
People were making bathtub gin and going blind. I mean, there was all kinds of problems.
But I think another example might be a good one, and that might be the example of Portugal. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with what Portugal has done with drugs, and this has been over the last 10, 15 years. I'm trying to think.
It's at least 15 years now.
Yeah. So Portugal had a horrible drug problem, not unlike the United States and opioids and all sorts of things. And they finally said, you know what? Everybody else is trying everything else. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to decriminalize all drug use. So nationally, they decriminalized everything, and a lot of countries, the United States especially, you know, said this is going to be a horrible mistake. Your drug use is going to go through the roof, and everything's going to happen. But now we can look back at that and realize that drug use actually went down. The number of overdoses has gone down. The amount of crime related to drug activity has gone down. It's statistic after statistic, so I think it's important when we talk about the potential for mass legalization in the United States to look at real-world examples. So again, the two I fall back to are, you know, the eons before the FDA,
mm-hmm.
and we had this federal regulation.
Where you could go and buy heroin
all
the time you want.
Yeah, you could go to a drugstore and buy some heroin, or you can look at a more modern example, which is post-prohibition Portugal.
And you can look at more modern examples, too, in the United States now that we actually have post-prohibition,
right.
Oregon, Washington. But there was an aspect of this I wanted to address. Dave, if you've got time,
stick with us. Stick around.
We're going to bring you back here. More with Dave here, because he's asking good questions. And I wanted to talk about the fear, because he did touch on fear.
Yeah.
And fear frequently does come from ignorance. And so I want to clear some of that up here, if we possibly can.
Sure.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A huge wildfire in Redding, California has almost doubled in size, but is now moving away from populated areas. The fire has been deadly. A grandmother and two children have been killed, as well as two firefighters. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko says a number of people are still unaccounted for.
We have had approximately over a dozen reports of missing persons at this time. Those missing persons reports will be referred to the appropriate agency either Reading Police Department or the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for further investigation.
The wildfire has scorched 81,000 acres and 40,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. More than 20 wildfires are now burning in California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on in there, and you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I do want you to know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency, and there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there in the world, so why should you care about this one? Well, first of all, it was founded by voluntarists, people who actually believe in liberty and economics, good economics, and understand freedom. That alone is worth looking at Zencash for, but also they got some great technology. In fact, some of the best privacy tech out there, zero knowledge anonymity, is built right into Zencash, which is awesome, and they're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to sort of govern the Zencash currency. They, as I understand it, just launched their supernodes, and they've already had the secure nodes, which they've got over 13,000 of those, and they are right now neck and neck with Ethereum, the number two crypto in the world. Zencash is neck and neck. It's like, you know, going back and forth between which one of them is the top crypto as far as the strength of its network, how many nodes are making up its decentralized network. So it's a lot of cool things happening with Zencash. They've got a wallet available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices, and of course it's also one of the cryptos in your Coinomi wallet if you already have that one. Go to zencash.com. Learn more about it. You can read the white paper there, which actually talks about voluntarism right there in the white paper. It's one of the more exciting cryptos out there, especially for those of us who understand and appreciate the ideas of liberty and privacy. So check it out at zencash.com. As we go back to Dave in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Dave, you're back with us. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So you'd called in about cannabis and legalization of it, and you said that you take a conservative, or what you consider to be a conservative view, although, Chris, you sort of batted that back and said, well, hey, you know, if conservatives are the way things were, then let's go back to the way things were, which is prior to the 1930s when cannabis was legal everywhere.
And I don't want to have a discussion where I'm just trying to counter every one of your arguments. I'm just offering you a different point of view.
I was just doing a quick recap there, because I wanted to get into sort of dispersing some of the ignorance that surrounds this particular topic, because your concern, Dave, was about you mentioned specifically driving. People, you know, what will happen if cannabis is legalized? What about people driving? What about people operating heavy machinery at work? Those are two of the examples that you brought up, and those are legitimate concerns. Your concern also was, well, it's been illegal for 80-plus years. What about reintroducing it? Isn't that going to cause problems? And so I wanted to address that and specifically say you're not reintroducing anything, number one. Just because you legalize a thing doesn't mean that there's all of a sudden going to be a rush of people out there who've been just waiting. You know, the amount of people out there in our listening audience or anywhere in the United States who've been holding off for their entire adult lives. Oh, I don't know if I should try that marijuana that you're offering me because it's illegal. I don't think I should do that. I mean, what portion of people are actually just out there waiting for the moment when it becomes legal, where they can finally legally do this thing? No, everybody who's ever wanted to try cannabis has been offered it and tried it.
Probably.
Now,
right? And it's the same example would be if they legalized heroin tomorrow. Would you go out
and do it?
God, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
So the people who want heroin have already gotten their heroin, and they're using it. If you legalize heroin, that just means that the heroin users can go and get their supply without having to hold up a convenience store or stick a knife in your back as you're walking down the street or break into your car and steal your car stereo. They would be able to afford their habit. So you're not going to reintroduce anything into society. All you're going to do is legalize what's already happening. There are already people right now in Virginia, where you live, who are driving stoned. There are already people who are doing it all day, all night long. And in fact, when you actually look at the statistics, you look at I think it was the Australian Department of Transportation. It's been done elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But when they actually study the cannabis user and their driving ability, what they find out is that I think a lot of people presume that cannabis is just like alcohol. Or, you know, if you've never done it, you don't know what it's like, right? So they presume that it would be impairing you in a similar way. When in point of fact, the cannabis users are aware of if they are impaired, they're aware of it. And we've all seen the drunk guy, right? One of your buddies at some party who's like, give me my keys, I'm going to drive. I'm fine, officer.
I've been that guy in both situations.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy is drunk as a skunk, but he's convinced he's totally fine. She's going to drive home. We've all seen that happen. Cannabis user, they know if they're impaired and they're going to either not drive at all or they're going to, at the very least, change how they drive even more cautiously in order to sort of try to compensate for that impairment. So what they actually found was that the cannabis users were statistically about on par or sometimes, in some studies, a little safer of drivers than non-stone, just sort of normal drivers. So there's really not much evidence to suggest that driving while on cannabis is in any way increasing danger to anybody.
But I understand David's point of view, too. I mean, it's... And you're going to hear some things.
You don't know.
I know. And I threw out some stuff about Portugal, and we talked a little bit about history and the history of marijuana laws and history of prohibition. But again, nobody's mind is going to be changed because they heard a couple guys on the radio.
No, of course not.
What we do hope you do is maybe look into some of these things and consider them. I mean, you know, I spent 30 years as a neoconservative. I mean, I was active in the Republican Party when Reagan was elected. And
your former military?
Former military. I mean, it's just sort of who I am. And it took me an awfully long time to have, I guess it was really the courage to question what I had come to believe as absolute truth at, you know, at the age of 45, 50 years old. That's tough. It's a tough nut to swallow, but I hope you do. I hope you do consider some of these things.
Well, let me address the heavy machinery, too, at work for a moment, if we could. So, first of all, workplaces, they have insurance policies, and they're not going to get insured if their workers are,
right,
you know, operating a forklift or whatever while high.
And they're probably not going to get insured unless they have a policy that says, now that marijuana is legal in the state, you will have a policy that says you still get tested. You still get P-tested.
And usually the tests, of course, happen when an incident happens. Sometimes they're random, but if somebody, you know, Fs up on the forklift and they test and then they test positive for drugs, then they're fired, right? Like, that's the end of that story. It's over. And again, these are things that already happen today. So, you know, what I'm telling you is you're not going to see a marked increase in any of these things, driving while stoned or operating heavy machinery while stoned, because the people who are already doing those things are just going to be legal users of that product. But that doesn't mean that it's okay all of a sudden to get behind the wheel and, you know, careen around the roads. That's still a crime to drive dangerously.
And whether it's a crime or not, it's irresponsible.
Sure.
Yeah, you can, if you are so high that you don't think you can drive, then don't drive.
Right.
If you are so drunk that you don't think you can drive, don't drive.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Dave, so there, you've heard a little bit there. I'm trying my best to, you know, answer your specific requests. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, first, I want to say I wasn't saying that I'm completely against it by any means as far as the traditional conservative thing goes.
I understand.
I am saying that I'm conservative before the prohibition of the of marijuana and other drugs. However, I do understand the viewpoint that you pointed out earlier of somebody like the head of the Black Caucus, the Democrat in, I think it was New Jersey, that said, you know, everybody's going to go out and start doing it or not. So I was more interested in knowing what would be your response to somebody that does have a complete lack of knowledge. And you did a great job of explaining that.
Yeah.
I would just ask, how would you go in a political way of, if you were to present this politically to, I don't know, the Republican Party would be the most likely one. How would you say, hey, this is the positives, and this is what we should expect to see, and this is why you don't need to be afraid?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
How do you present this to Republicans?
I think now we're starting to get enough real-world examples that we could point to some here in the United States and look at Washington State, look at Colorado, and say, you know, here in Indiana or wherever it happens to be, probably won't be that much different.
Well, and prohibition doesn't work. And let's talk a little bit further.
Right.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We'll address the question coming up here in moments. I appreciate hearing from you. How to present this issue, because there's different ways to couch ending the war on drugs depending on who your audience is. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open up your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Visit BlinkProtect.com. BlinkProtect.com to get your Blink home security system. Or go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're here with us on the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And I want to make sure you're invited to our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can watch us live during the show. And you can watch us later on if you want. One of our callers earlier was watching us on YouTube. That's the standard resolution version of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually a little lower than standard. It's 360p on YouTube. You get 720p HD quality if you're watching us on our Twitch channel, which normally, if you've heard of Twitch, you probably know it's mostly gamers. Twitch is almost all, like 99% of their programming is people playing video games. But they added a talk shows category a little while back, and we actually were rudely booted off of YouTube earlier this year during one of our live streams, and YouTube refused to explain why. So we looked for other options, and Twitch is a damn good live streaming platform.
It really is.
So that's where our primary video feed is. If you haven't seen our Twitch channel yet, then jump on over to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Twitch page, our channel page, and then you can learn about how, if you've got Amazon Prime, that you can actually give us your free Twitch subscription that you get every month. You probably didn't know that, but you get one of those if you're an Amazon Prime user. And if you're not using it, then Amazon just keeps that money. If you use it, then they send us a couple bucks to LRN.FM in that month. But it's something you have to do every single month, so there's a little bit of an upkeep task involved in sort of helping us out on Twitch. But you can also follow us on Twitch. That's the easiest thing to do. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. Once you log in with your account, you can hit the follow link, and then you'll get notices every time we go live. If you've got your email notices turned on, or if you've got the Twitch app on your phone, it'll ding you whenever it is we go live. And it's nice to get that little reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Twitch has its own chat room, although it's nowhere near as busy as our Discord chat. So go and check out our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. I think we're getting closer to 400 followers. You know, it's hard for us, Chris, even though we're a nationally syndicated talk show. You know, we're not gamers. I mean, I like to play games,
right,
but I don't have, you know, it's not the majority of our content on the channel. It's,
exactly,
it's talk show stuff. And we're not totally hot chicks doing the show either, and that helps. If you're a gamer and you happen to be a babe then it's like instant
a million
followers.
Viewers.
Yeah, instant viewers, instant money.
Done.
But check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. It's a great way to watch the shows. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about cannabis and prohibition. Oh, and we did say we were going to answer the question about how to explain for Dave, who was on the line, asking some really good questions as a self-described conservative. How do you describe or how do you explain, you know, to a Republican how to end... Why should they support ending prohibition on cannabis? I mean, I would explain it just on ending prohibition across the board, why they should support that, because the reasons are all the same, ultimately, whether you're talking about cannabis or whether you're talking about the harder drugs. But
yeah.
Do you want to take a crack at it?
Well, no, I was just going to point out the problem I see dealing with Republicans, and I'm going to say Republicans and not conservatives, even though I'm kind of splitting hairs here, but... Today's Republicans talk a lot about conservative, true conservative values, or what they believe are true conservative values. But when you ask them to describe what are true conservative values, they basically give you definitions of classical liberalism, which is basically libertarianism light, and the idea that government should be very small and you know, stay out of our lives. But then when we press them on issues... then they go the other direction and they
throw them druggies in jail.
Right. And then they become very big government. So, you know, if you are a Republican,
you know how much it costs to put somebody in a jail cell?
More than it's worth.
So that's one of the ways you want to come at it is from the cost perspective.
Economics, sure.
Right. Because a conservative or a Republican purportedly, if they are truly somebody who believes in smaller government, and many of them aren't, but if they actually are, and of course there's a difference between sort of the rank and file Republicans and the politicians.
And leadership.
So we're talking about talking to normal Republicans, not the ones that are in political office.
Sure.
You can't convince those people of anything. But you know, the normal rank and file, Look at the numbers. Look at the billions of dollars spent by just the federal government alone, let alone your state governments. Look at the money and the time that has been, the police time that has been wasted on this absolute failed war on drugs. I mean, anybody who looks at this situation must acknowledge that it is an abject failure. Because if your goal was to stop people from using cannabis or to stop people from using fill in the blank, alcohol, heroin, whatever, it fails.
You've had 90 years.
Right.
And in the last 30 or 40 years, you've had virtually unlimited budgets. You have fought the drug war on different continents. You have involved our military. You have thrown dollars at it from the local level to the federal level. Nothing works. You have not moved the needle of usage.
Not at all.
As a percentage of the population, one iota. Nothing.
Not only that, you've created the opposite of your intentions. Like during alcohol prohibition, back when it became illegal to move any amount of alcohol around, to create or to possess or to transport any amount of alcohol, if you're going to move alcohol, then it makes more sense if you only have so much room in the back of your truck. It makes more sense to fill that truck with the hardest, heaviest alcohol you possibly can.
Right.
Because if you just got beer... then you're not making as much, you know.
You can make
more off of the heavier stuff. And so the same thing's true, you know, crack cocaine. When did that come about? When the government was cracking down on cocaine during the 1980s. Crack cocaine had its heyday back then because it was a more concentrated, more sort of intense version of the same thing. And, you know, you can look at that. That's the case when it comes to other things like speed or whatever. So, you know, cracking down on drug use, you might have stopped a little bit of cocaine temporarily, but it just moves over into something else.
Right.
Or some other person comes in to fill the marketplace, because once you bust a drug dealer, it's just a market opportunity for somebody else to fill his shoes.
Right.
Unless you can end the demand for drugs, you'll never end the supply. And as long as people are unhappy with their lives, you're never going to end the demand for drugs.
Correct.
Ever.
And that is such a huge driver. Human happiness is one of the biggest reasons why some people become addicted and some people don't. There's study after study that says this. And this also correlates directly to just average usage. People that are happier in their lives tend to, A, drink less. They tend to do less drugs and things like that. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And if you are professing, you know, conservative ideas out of one side of your mouth, but calling for bigger government on the other side, then you just need to You need to have a conversation with your conscience and say, what am I? You know, am I being honest with myself, or am I really a big government progressive? The very thing that I say is my mortal enemy, is that really what I've turned
into?
Become.
Let's go to Pat. He's on the line, waiting patiently in Michigan, listening to WZTK up in on the FM band in Alpena. Go ahead, Pat.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Doing great.
Recently, we had a petition go on and got marijuana to be put on the ballot, or he has the legislation to act in 40 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They used a big political thing on it. The parties were separated. The Democrats are one to hold out for votes and all that. And what it is, to me, is the parties are so separated right now, bipartisanship doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at all these other states, and the income revenue that's coming in is helping these states.
There's big money.
It's big bucks.
Big tax dollars are being collected in Colorado and Washington and inevitably in these other states as well.
Yeah. And, you know, why can't people work together on something like that? And it just shows that the parties don't work together. They don't want to agree.
Yeah, I hate to sound cynical, but when we start to, you know, leave aside the moral issues about legalization and things like that, and we move it to the political, I just have to wonder which side is being propped up by Big Pharma. You know, where are the campaign contributions?
Big Pharma's going to prop up anybody who will take money. They don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, I get it. But those are the questions I ask. And it's basically into everyone who professes to be a conservative, small government-minded politician. How do you account for these votes that are they're calling on, you know, doubling the size of money to go to law enforcement to fight, quote unquote, the war on drugs? And it just doesn't ring true. And I see the same thing on the Democrat side. So I think that money in politics probably has more to do with bipartisanship, the lack of bipartisanship or working together than anything else.
Pat, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I noticed around up here, compared to south part of the state, if you get pulled over for marijuana and you get caught with marijuana downstate, they just issue a citation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it clogs up the dockets and everything down there. Up here, you can be killed, they'll arrest you, and you'll get 93 days in jail.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane. And that's another point that, and thanks, Pat, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Another point to the conservatives that are concerned with how money is being spent. Wouldn't you rather have the police spending time and resources going after actual crime where, you know, people are getting robbed or beaten or, you know, murdered or raped? I mean, I don't know about you. I would like that. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.